Student loan forgiveness may be imminent. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. An announcement expected sometime today from the White House.
The precise details of the Biden plan, which include a cap limiting the forgiveness to folks who earn less than $125,000 a year, frankly, are being kept to a fairly small circle within the administration. Apparently, they still haven't finalized all the details ahead of the announcement. Now, the long-delayed move would forgive up to $10,000 in federal student loans for many Americans and extend a pause on payments to January. That, according to three people familiar with the plan.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The president had proposed canceling student loan debt during the presidential race. Opponents say that would add to federal spending and would make people who didn't go to college pay the tuition of some who did through higher taxes. In Tuesday's primary elections, New York Congressman Jerry Nadler beating fellow longtime Democrat Carolyn Maloney. They'd been thrown together in the same New York congressional district redrawn by congressional boundaries. And Jerry Nadler telling supporters he will have a mandate on what he considers to be crucial issues.
Gun violence permeates every corner of our country. And with sea levels rising and temperatures soaring, our future on this planet has never been more at risk.
In Florida, Democrat voters have picked Congressman Charlie Crist as their candidate to try and unseat incumbent Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Democrat Congresswoman Val Demings has been chosen to run for the Senate in Florida against incumbent GOP Senator Marco Rubio. In Oklahoma, Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen has won the Republican primary to run for the Senate seat, from which James Inhofe is retiring. Mullen will face cybersecurity executive Madison Horn in November. U.S. Central Command says they've launched airstrikes against Syrian-backed groups in Syria to protect U.S. forces serving there. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point-of-sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
New gun rules from the Biden administration take effect today.
The administration is hoping to crack down on ghost guns by requiring all parts used to make them be serialized and that those buying go through a background check. The new rules also require gun dealers to retain key records until the business is shut down. Dealers used to be able to destroy most records after 20 years. Corporate shipping company UPS has updated its policy for shipping firearms, requiring anything that meets the definition of a firearm to be identified and have a serial number. The regulations are part of the Biden administration's efforts to combat gun violence, claiming about 20,000 ghost guns were reported to ATF, recovered by police in 2021. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The school board in Uvalde, Texas, expected to vote today to fire its police chief, Pete Arredondo, over the deaths of 19 children and two teachers shot to death at Robb Elementary School in late May. A decision could come today that determines whether Oklahoma death row inmate James Coddington will die tomorrow. He was condemned to death for beating a man to death over drug money. The Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board has recommended to Governor Kevin Stitt that he commute his death sentence to life in prison. There's a new law in Arizona that makes it illegal in many cases to record police officers. There's a group hoping to change that.
The American Civil Liberties Union is mounting the first legal challenge to an Arizona law that makes it illegal to record police officers from 8 feet or closer without permission. Republican Governor Doug Ducey signed the measure just last month. Supporters say it allows police to do their jobs without interference. Opponents argue the law makes it more difficult to document potential police misconduct. Many cite the 2020 officer killing of George Floyd as an example. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.